Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Trey Love, the one and only Playboy of Comedy. I'm live. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Skype right now. I'm excited like hell because I'm doing something different. Something I ain't never did it like this before. I'm sitting up here. I'm looking at myself. You understand what I'm saying? Even though I've been young, while I'm on Skype. So if you got Skype, call me right now. TRE.LUV. Trey.Love. I'm sitting up here right now. Yo, I'm telling you, I done got the camera thing. I've been talking to a couple of friends and stuff, man, these last couple of days. It's just exciting. But the main reason I'm on here, man, is to do a live broadcast to promote my show for the night. I'm truly excited about what's going on, y'all. I got Brando Murphy headlining tonight. That's Eddie Murphy's son. Going to be live at Flappers Comedy Club. Y'all check it out. Flappers Comedy Club tonight, 532 West 1st Street, Claremont, California, getting down, hosted by none other than yours truly, the Playboy of Comedy, Mr. Trey Love. It's so many things I got to just tell y'all, man. Like, to be hosting my own show, which is going to be an every week show, Sundays at Flappers Comedy Club, is really, really exciting, man. It's exciting. It's off the chain. It's a dream come true. I'm just, like, I'm enamored right now, and I want to just give my shout-out. Thanks to Barbara, the owner of Flappers Comedy Club, who is also representing me now, you know what I mean, on other levels. There's other things I'm going to share with you all about a tour that's going to be coming up. Myself and Brando more than likely are going to combine for this cool tour. Got some names, Mason Fry, Richard Pryor's son, you know, Dexter Tucker, who was in the movie Treasure in the Hood with me. You know, he's talking about getting on deck. I got another brother, you know him from Love That Girl, plenty of commercials, man. This dude's an amazing actor and a good friend of mine. We go back to Miami, Florida together. Mr. Bashir Sylvain, you know, I'm putting it down, you know what I'm saying, doing my thing to make stuff happen. So I'm really, really, really excited about the future and the possibilities of what's going on here, man. Yo, if you Skype it, man, make sure you check me out because this is hot, you know what I'm saying, what I'm doing right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a couple of songs, and as I play some songs, y'all, I'm going to try to see if I can hunt some people down, you know, to come through. But before I do that, let me give my shout-outs, man. Shout-out to Jamal, JMP, Parker, man, them boys doing it big. The Jazz Cafe, Friday night, yo, I had the time of my life, man. I sat back and did it big, man. Had drinks, had dinner, you know what I mean? Real classy, jazzy spot. To Ryan, RJ Johnson, man, y'all should have seen this brother, man. Sung his butt off, man. Really, you know what I'm saying? Had it going on, got some pipes, man. I'm looking forward to actually working on my tool out there with him, doing some karaoke, trying to build up my voice and everything, you know, to get back into the singing thing with him, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want to shout out Nia Hernandez, my co-host. She's going to be coming back, y'all. We're going to be doing Blog Talk again live coming soon, and it's going to be, you know, different. We're going to be Skyping. We're going to be talking to each other while we're doing this. So it's going to be a lot of fun, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking so forward to the future, man. You see your boy expanding. There's always something new. When you come back, you got to come back stronger than what you left. You understand what I'm saying? People been like, yo, Trey ain't been doing the radio. The reason why I haven't been doing the radio, y'all, is because I have been truly, truly blessed. Busy and blessed. And when I say, like, I've been doing a lot of stuff, man, I mean, even to put these shows together has been, I mean, I've been working. I've been hustling, man. You know, so let me go ahead and let these ladies in the world know how I feel about them. I know y'all like when I poke you. So you know I'm going to get it on. Shout out Barack Obama. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better get it done. We got to get it moving out here. You know, let me say, go out here. Folks. Ah, there you go, ladies. I see my homegirl, Marcia Tiny J. She's in the building. Marcia, what's up? If you're going, I want you to Skype me, Marcia. Get a camera, man, because I need you to help me kind of just holler at some people. So let me go on and get this part of my show out the way so I can poke y'all women and just keep it pushing because this is going to be a short show. It's just a say what's up show. That's really all it is. Like, what's up? Letting y'all know what Trey Love doing. You know what I'm saying? Let you know what's going on. Oh, also go to my page, Trey Love Vision on Facebook. I started a fan page, and I need y'all over there because I'm going to be putting my sketches on there. Check out one I did called Am I God? I think it's pretty decent, you know, to get started, you know what I mean, as far as I wrote it, produced it. Shout out to Asha Sims for doing the filming and the editing. Shout out to Tam Maye for doing the same thing, you know, assistant director, you know what I mean, just coming through and laying it down, man. I mean, everybody's pushing, man. I work with a collective group of people that are really trying to do some stuff. So, Janelle, you get your poke, baby. Carla Maye, you get your poke. Tiffany, you get your poke. Nikki, you get your poke. Kat, you get your poke. And I apologize to Carla, even though and she is cute. But see, the thing is, I usually don't say last names to keep the innocent protected because I don't want you to do it all, man. Oh, you poke a trait. That was some chick named Carla. It wasn't me. Ha! All right. So, Nisha, poke you, baby. Tamala, poke you. How you been, baby? Miss you. Teddy, poke you. Donna, poke her. To Kambusha, I'm poke you too, baby. Kim, you get your poke. Angelica, you get your poke. Radiant, you get your poke. Oh, this is nice. Portia, Janika, Portia, Chevette, how you been, baby? Poking you, honey. Lakeisha, poke you too, baby. Gloria, you get your poke. Christina, hey, yeah, that's my girl right there. You get your poke. Rainy, you get your poke. Renee, you get your poke. Shout out to Shannon Sharpley. Yesterday was her birthday, yo. She's a big, major Lakers fan, like I am, my homegirl. I can say her name because, you know, we can't get in no trouble. Because, hey, we cool like that. That's my homegirl, you know what I mean? So, this is so much fun to be Skyping, y'all. I mean, this is like the bomb, yo. Instead of even being on where I'm just audio, I'm video now, baby. See, that's the thing. Like I said, you got to do better than what you was doing. So now I'm going to go to my other page because I'm on Artistically right now. So I poked all the ladies on Artistically. So let me get over here so I can poke all you pretty girls on to see who's poking me over there because I have less friends over there. But you know what I'm saying? Ladies trying to poke me to get my attention. Let me give you some attention. All right. That's Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy, baby. You got to, you know what I'm saying, do what you got to do. Shout out to Tina Graham, man. My homegirl Tina, you know. We be talking, and she's the godfather of the game, you know, and Tina done just put me up on so much game about the industry and how you, you know, have to really pursue yourself, you know, pursue your dream, and you have to, you know, work at it and stuff like that. So I just want to shout her out. Let's see here. Marcia Tiny J. My girl Marcia, man, she owns it, you know what I mean, out there in Kansas City, Missouri. Shout out to Monty Making Moves Lanes. This brother is out of New York, he's doing it big. He's been hollering at your boy. You know what I mean? People see the grind. You know what I mean? They know. I try to explain to folks, you know, it's an up and down. It's not a fly-by-night thing. You know what I mean? The only young lady that gave me some vibe is a young lady named Sylvia. So on the comedian Trey Love, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I can't poke them all. You know, I can try. Lord knows I can try. But I can't poke them all. All right, y'all. I'm getting ready to go ahead and as you know, once I poke them, I got to rock them. So here it is, the one and only Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy. Check it out. I'm going to rock her.
L.A., Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm the bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock her.
Rock her.
I'm a rock her.
Like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention
I'm a rock star?
king like a master. Want me so, want me fast, it doesn't matter. Your wish is my goal, I will shock your soul. Plus hard like a revolver, invent the problem solver. Like a crackhead, I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
It's LA Vegas Connect, you heard me? Hit works in the same minute. Kill Roy. Straight love, hot single dropping right now, y'all. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? That was I'm a Rocker by the one and only Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy. I done called my girl Marcia. Let me see if she on the line. Marcia, what's up with you?
Hello, what's up?
Hey, why you ain't Skyping me? Can you Skype me on here or what?
No, I can't because I can't do it through my phone. I don't have Wi-Fi in my house.
Okay, that's good, but not that good, but that's cool. But yeah, like right now, actually, on my Skype, Trey.Love. I'm, like, live looking at myself, like, waiting on people to call so we can just be in the queue hollering at each other. But I'm just doing a little shout-out. Like, hey, this is what I want to do real quick. Like, since I got you on the line, tell all the listeners what's going on. I know you've been pushing, man. I got your flyer. You're doing your thing. Let everybody know about your press and what you're doing, you know, because you're doing a lot for me, making sure you keeping my name out there, all the press you're getting on me. You know what I'm saying? People are hearing about me nationwide. But tell everybody what you got going on so you can pick up some other clients. Because, you know, we're looking at a 10, 15, 20-year relationship. I'm trying to show you how to do it. But give the people a rundown about what's going on with you.
Okay. What's going on? First off, my name is Marcia J, and I am the publicist for Trey Love. And basically what I'm doing right now, I branched off by myself. I was working with another entertainment company, but I'm no longer with them. So right now I'm just Marcia J. And I do A&R work, and I do promotions.
Okay.
And also, last night, and actually past couple of few weeks, me and Crystal Booker, we've been doing business together, working together and stuff. So we've been going to different events within Kansas City.
Gotcha.
We've been doing a lot of networking, a lot of networking, and talking to a lot of promoters, other promoters, and people with other companies and stuff, and we've been pushing your name out there. So a lot of people here in Kansas City, they sit down and actually talk with me one-on-one and ask me, you know, what's up with Trey Love? So
okay.
I get them the whole rundown. You know, that's the first thing they ask me. What you up to? Oh, I'm working with comedian Trey Love, and we got this, da-da-da-da, and he got this going on. You know, so, yes, I'm consistently pushing your name.
I so appreciate that. I want to say this. Like, I really do appreciate, like, what you're doing for me because the thing is, and I always say this, I try to tell people, you know, it don't matter how good-looking you are, how talented you are, or what you got going for yourself, two ways it's not going to make a difference. It's not going to make a difference with you sitting at home in front of the mirror or sitting on the couch so much, yeah, I'm so talented. You got to put stuff out there. And one thing I've always had an issue with working with people, I'm going to be honest, Marcia, I'm hard to work with when it comes to getting down because the thing is, here's the thing, I'm an imperfect perfectionist. Let me say that one more time. I'm an imperfect perfectionist. When I say imperfect, what it means is we got to get a product. Like I'm working with some people with the filming thing right now, you know, Laugh Mob looking at me, you know what I'm saying? That's the creator of Def Jam, Mr. Bob Sumner. You know, people are checking me out. So I don't have time to be BSing when you're talking to somebody about doing a project and they're overthinking. Well, I don't know about this and I don't know about that. I'm like, okay, we got to get a product out there. And the thing is, have somewhere to go. When I say have somewhere to go, your first project doesn't have to be perfect. Tyler Perry's first movie wasn't perfect. You understand what I'm saying? His first script wasn't perfect. But here's my thing. You got to put something out there. Like, even right now, for the first time since I've been doing Blog Talk, and I've had my radio show and been on other radio shows, been doing this for years. For the first time right now, I'm Skyping. Why? Because I'm sitting down each and every day trying to do better myself. And even when I come back to the radio show, it's going to be – well, right now, you see I'm doing a broadcast, but it's going to be better than it was before because that's what it's all about. And I try to tell people, advance and have somewhere to go. And the thing is, You're gonna make mistakes. You're not going to be perfect every time. And even when you learn and know what you're doing, you're still gonna make mistakes because that's part of being being. That's why I say I'm an imperfect perfectionist. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta keep going. You gotta keep pushing, no matter what other people try to tell you. Opinions, man. When I tell you I've worked with so many people over the years, and some relationships flourish, some don't. Again, I'm the type of person, what I've learned to do is look at myself, you know, through the whole situation, and I analyze it. Did I do anything wrong? And you'll find yourself sometimes saying, wait a minute, I don't care if this person is just because this person is a pastor or just because this person is some type of executive, just because this person is a lawyer, you know, doctor, they may have a certain type of education, but you know what I've realized? There's a human element in everybody, and a human element means you're going to make mistakes. So to the people that think they're perfect and, well, I can't do no wrong and sit back and judge and backbite, while you sitting back, guess what? Trey Love, Marcia Tiny J, Sophia Smith, this crew over here, we going to be getting it, baby. You feel me? I ain't going to be sitting down. You know what I mean? So tell the people what you got coming up, because I know we're working on some stuff getting me out there. But tell the people about the next event you got coming up.
Oh, the next event that we have coming up is actually every Sunday I'm working with teaming up with a guy. He's a musician by the name of Jay. He's a bass player for the Jason Betts. He's he's doing Poetic Notes, and it's like every Sunday. But me and Crystal, we're gonna be teaming up with him as well. And he has a band called Esquire Band. They're well known. They play with a lot. They play like he did like over 40 tours so far in his lifetime of being a musician. But other than that, we have we're getting together some comedy shows and stuff. I talked to the person last night that wanted to look at some venues and stuff. So we're just getting all this stuff together, and everything is coming together. I'm gonna write it down, play for them, and just.
You still there? We didn't lose you, did we, honey? Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all, we lost Marcia. But if she calls back in, 310-861-2317, that's the call-in number. Oh, also, y'all, they put my personal number out to you. You guys can contact me directly two ways. You can email me at treluv@treluv.com. That's treluv@treluv.com. You can also Skype me, tre.luv. You can also call me directly, 323-508-1831. I mean, let's have some fun, man. It's going down. Hey, check it out, y'all. I just wanted to do a broadcast and just show you how God is blessing me and play my own music, you know. Before I play this song, I'm going to tell you who this song is dedicated to. This song is dedicated to my baby mama. You know, a lot of people in this business, you know, when you're an entertainer, especially with, you know, the Trey Love image, you know, the Playboy comedy, your fans want to feel like you're accessible. Well, here it is. I'm right in your face, baby. I'm accessible. But I have to give credit where it's due. Yo, this woman has had my back. Y'all ain't see this girl out here pushing the stroller, making sure my flyers get where they need to go. This girl out here pushing, pumping, calling people, helping me. Even when I was doing the Comedy Store, the Union, the Laugh Factory, all the shows I've done, this girl done put it down, man, to really help make my career happen. So this song is dedicated to her, and it's also dedicated to Marcia Tiny J, because I couldn't do what I'm doing without the proper team, a good publicist, a good promoter, a team, you know, just the people that have my back. So this song is dedicated truly to all the lovely ladies that keep me abreast and keep me shining, yo. This goes out to y'all. Trey Love, a boy needs a girl.
Me. She gotta know how to ride and give me good and plenty. That that means all don't stall, cause a pimpin' will never fall. Baby, slow it down so I love can grow. I form a gigolo, I can't let my heart show. Will I put a ring on it? You'll never know. The shell to my rock, the shooter my sock, the bullets in my Glock. Oh my God, what she did to my guy. I like when we talk, we share souls. You decided to stay, cause you was good as gold. More than a one, you became a need. Any urge you got, I gotta feed. You thought enough of me to bear my seed. More than a lady, you having my baby. Haters come incorrect, they feel my 380. Tested, tried, and true. For the love of me and for the love of you, I do what I gotta do to keep us tight, to keep us right. I hump all day and I hump all night. And if it goes down, I put up a fight. Look you in your eyes and say I do. Have your girls on the side like, look at you. Straight loving good, I keep them coming to be with me. It takes a whole lot of woman.
Hey, that was the sounds of none other than your boy, Mr. Trey Love of Playboy Comedy. That's my song, I Need a Girl, A Boy Needs a Girl, dedicated to Marcia Tiny J as well as Sophia Smith, man. Two of the ladies in my life that's really just holding your boy down, keeping me abreast, man. You know, when it, because see, life is real, you know what I'm saying? But when I'm down, these ladies keep me smiling, you know what I'm saying? So I really need them in my life, man, my partners, you know? And we have Marcia back, y'all. Baby, go ahead and finish and let everybody know what was on your mind, because I know you was trying to, you know, drop some of that knowledge before you your line dropped.
Well, picking up back where I left off, basically, I just got to put my stuff down on paper and submit it to the right person, get in the right person's hands so the plan can follow through, because we need you out here in Kansas City bad. Mm-hmm. And the supporters are building up, your fan base is building up out here, because, like I said, I'm spreading the word. You know, that's like the first thing to come out of my mouth. Before he's like, okay, what's your name? And, okay, I'm working with Trey Love. You know? And he's hot, so yeah.
But they better know
him. Huh?
I say they better know I'm hot hell.
Right. I'm trying to tell them. You know, it's a lot of the stuff I'm putting on Facebook and putting, you know, I do Instagram and Twitter as well. So it's not just one place that I'm putting the stuff.
Gotcha.
Put your information. I tell them I'm not putting it there for fun and looks. No, it's resource there. You need to go and do your research and read, so you can know what, you know, who we bringing into the city or who you dealing with. You know.
Yeah, and it's a trip you say that, because here's the thing, like, you know, you deal with people that, you know, I call them what they are, haters. Well, who is this Trey Love? You know what I'm saying? What's he about?
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, try me. Put me on any stage in front of anybody. You know what I'm saying? People that are not ignorant, because, you know, I've been through situations where people just want to try to heckle you for no reason, which is something I'm going to tell you. Black people, get off that heckling entertainers while they're on stage. If you don't like what a person's doing while they're entertaining, here's the thing. Respectfully, you can do either two things. Either you can get up and you can leave, or you can get up and you can leave. That's pretty much it. You know what I mean? Because any, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Any white entertainer, no matter what they're doing on stage, they got on stage drunk, coked out, they crowd still give them the respect and homage that they deserve. And the thing is, when I get on stage, I'm professional. I'm not high. I'm not drunk. Even though I do drink and I do engage in recreational drug use. I just put it out there. Yeah, I'm doing recreational drug use. That's what I'm going to call it. I ain't going to give y'all no details. You take it how you want to. Yes, I recreationally use drugs. Whatever drug you want to assume or say that I take, that's on you. But don't be no fool. Trust me. You all these years, Trey Love, grown man, you ain't never heard me get no DUIs. You know what I'm saying? Oh, in public, Trey be drunk, this and that. I know how to handle, contain, and maintain myself, because I was raised right. And I'm grown. I know how to be a gentleman. I don't get drunk to the point where I'm throwing up all over the place and stuff like that. But what I'm saying is, for us, the people, yo, let's start enjoying ourselves as a crowd. And let's mature as a crowd and sit back and enjoy laughter. Because I'm going to bring it. But I ain't going to be sitting up, jumping all around and doing stuff. I mean, when I want to, I'm going to do that. But I have jokes, things that you need to listen to. And it's going to be very funny and entertaining if you just let me entertain you. That's another reason why I'm even playing my own music on this show. The show, people, it's a diverse cat you're dealing with here. I'm not just a comedian. I'm not just a rapper. I'm not just an actor. I'm an all-around entertainer. I can give you all, everything you want. Matter of fact, I'm going to share some links to your page as soon as I get off here, you know what I'm saying, on my
okay.
YouTube to show you, you know, a couple of sketches, you know, that I've been working on. Like I said, with Trey Love Vision, I was working on Am I God, and it's a really, really funny sketch. I mean, it was cool. It's only 3 minutes. It was something that I worked with, you know, within the family and the crew, you know, but it cracks, you know what I'm saying? It does
right.
What it does. And so, like I said, when I get out there to Kansas City, man, y'all line it up. Matter of fact, you know, we should really line it up and get Brando out there, too. You know what I'm saying? Get,
that would be very hard.
Well, see, here's the thing. Me and Brando, we're talking, like, every day. He's, matter of fact, let me do another shameless plug for my show tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, 532 West 1st Street. That's Eteria calling me now. I'll call her back later. But 532 West 1st Street, Claremont, California. Let me see. I'll call her back. Claremont, California. 91711. If you want to see Eddie Murphy's son, y'all, Future of Comedy, going to be going on tour with me, man. Brando Murphy, y'all got to come check him out. Flappers Comedy Club. And again, major shout out to Barbara, man. Barbara Holiday over there at Flappers, man, for just giving me an opportunity. See, that's another thing, man, for a black comedian, you know, to be able to be like the guy at a comedy club, at a major comedy club like Flappers. I mean, this really is a launching pad for my career, y'all. People that know, and I know you know my shit because you've been grinding with me for a minute. The same thing
right.
You do. Like, as soon as somebody see you, you boom, Trey Love. As soon as somebody see me, man, it feels good to have flyers in my hand. It feels good to be telling people, yo, come to my show. I got some two-for-ones. You know what I mean? It feels good to be back on that. And the thing is, it's like the success is imminent. Because even if five people show up, if 500 people show up, 50 people show up, I'm going to give you a show. I'm going to give you a show. Trust me. If you sit, I've done a show before where it's three people in the audience, and you guess what? Them three people came to be entertained. They came to see some comedy. They didn't come to sit and listen to you go, damn, ain't nobody in here. Don't nobody want to see that, man. You get on stage, and that's what I know that in my life. I'm going to tell you the truth. I've been successful because you can't stop me. I'm going to put God in his respective place, which is first and foremost in my life, and I'm going to grind, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. How the song goes, do it till you're satisfied. You know what I'm talking about? And that's how I'm a, now this next song is just dedicated to my grind, to my hustle. This is how I get down. This is how I roll. But like I said, for the people who know me, who have been around me and see what Trey Love really about, you know I got good game. Here it is. Trey Love, Trey Gang. Y'all better get you some.
Something about being Trey Love. They asked me how I do it. This the best explanation I could give you.
Get your Trey game on, on, on. 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 Get your Trey game on.
To get your Trey game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me, Trey. Love a boy, King, got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy and satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. I'm a celeb, baby, that means a star. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless, the narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping, beat so your girl for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. Hit the gym in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My Trey Love just goes on and on and on
get
and on.
Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on.
And that's what you got to do each and every day of your life, yo. Get your Trey game on. You know what I'm saying? If you hit up the hook to I Need a Girl. I need a girl. Yo, I'm getting down doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? When I see it in the club, popping bottles from Trey Love, and you say you know what's up, baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker. Getting down, man. I'm telling you, boy, it's going down, man. And I'm going to tell you like this here, man. For the ones who don't like it, change channels. But for the ones who do, trust me, I will ensure that I keep it all up in your face. You heard me? We got Marcia Tiny J, my publicist, co-host, back on the line. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. We're doing it every day. How's life in general with you, baby? How's the family? You know what I'm saying? Tell everybody just what's up with you. Aside from entertainment, gang, tell them about life, man. What's happening with you right here?
Well, family is cool. Everybody's doing good. My baby, MB, he's not a baby no more. He got a birthday coming up on the 17th of September. And we just doing our thing, enjoying life.
Good, good. And the thing is, like, if it's one thing I've learned, you got to enjoy life, man. You got to pull it back. You know what I'm saying? And you got to know how and when. What I call it is balance. You got to have balance. And that's what, you know, I thank God for, you know, Sophia, for coming in my life and giving me that balance. You know, we all need balance. You need somebody that kind of can, hey, look, you know, let you be you, accept and understand you, and then you can do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's freedom. And a lot of people be like, yo, Trey Love, you know what I'm saying, relationship, because, you know, I'm a player, you know what I'm saying? Folks know how I get down, you know. But when you got somebody that really, really got your back, you know what I'm saying? I can't reject love, you know what I mean? And I've just learned how people are, man, how situations are, you know, how fake people can be and how they try to play you, you know what I mean? And especially in this business, man. Marcia, you just don't even understand. Believe it or not, y'all, somebody's suing me right now. And I promise you, do you hear me? And I'm telling them, I am broke as hell. I'm laughing. Like, all you going to do, I got a new baby. I got a six-month-old baby. Y'all want to sue me? I'll tell you what you're going to get out of that. Some dirty diapers, because I ain't got a damn thing. You understand what I'm saying? But
right.
I got charm. I got a will to win, and I'm going to keep going. So you can go on and sue me, but, you know, at the end of the day, when y'all check the accounts and stuff, I'm be like, damn, you know, just waste your time, waste your money, waste your energy trying to hurt a child of God, and at the end of it, it's going to hurt you, baby. Because I'm like the boys, all I do is win, no matter what.
Right.
You know. All right, darling. So I'm gonna let you go on and get back to what you're doing. You got any shout outs and everything for you, Ro?
I want to give a shout out to everybody who support comedian Trey Love. Thank you for being by our side, being by his side, and just showing love just from the heart and being genuine. And we love you guys for that. And also, I want to give a shout out to comedian Ricky Harris. He's also one of my good friends as well, too. And like I said, everybody that supports Trey Love.
Well, Ricky is a 100% dude. You know, that's my guy and a half right there. You know, I see Ricky all the time. I've actually seen Rick at auditions. I've seen him out at a lot of clubs and stuff like that. Rick is 100% dude. So even see about him on that tour. You know what I'm saying? I actually will talk to him and be like,
trust me, man. I've been in his ear. I got you.
Well, all right, darling. Thank you for taking the time to spend a moment with us on this, you know what I'm saying, on this Sunday. Much love to you. Hug and kiss the family. And, yo, we're going to link soon and make something happen, all right?
All right. All right, people. Love you.
You too, honey. Have a great day.
You too, bye.
Yo, that was my publicist, y'all, my friend Tiny J, you know, checking in, doing what she do. She's always showing love. She's always, you know what I'm saying, got her brother back. She just, you know what I'm saying, has taken on the Trey Love train and just pushing it to the top. So what I'm going to do for a little bit, y'all, is play a little music, come back, sign off, and then let y'all go, man, you know. But I just want to say to everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week today, Sunday. So put God in his perspective place, which should be first and foremost in your life, and we're going to get it. The thing about life that I've realized is no matter what, you know what I'm saying, no matter who you're dealing with, I can't take the time and be angry and hold on to anger because, you know, hey, I just don't have time for it. And I gotta push and I gotta pursue and I gotta do what I gotta do. So I wanna say rest in peace to my boy Tupac, and I wanna play a little pop for y'all, a couple other jams and then from there, we're gonna go on and get out of here, man. And again, if you are in the California area, man, to all my folks out there, Nia Hernandez, to Jamal JMP, to Ryan Johnson, to Tasha Sims. I mean, there's so many people in IE that show me love. I'm trying to think. I want to forget no names. Sophia Smith and all her friends. You know, she got a whole bunch of friends she grew up with out here, man. It's going down. So I just want to say, man, let's do what we do, and we gonna keep pushing, y'all. But for the haters, that's just the way it is.
morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a need, bro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a heat, bro. Get attacked, send a kid through the hell, cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him kill a brother. Give him guns, step back, watch him kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey said. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids and then changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Live by that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you. Last but not least, Matthew 7:7-8. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. To him that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. I want to sincerely thank each and everybody within the sound of my voice, the people that are down with me, the people that are showing me love, the people that want to see the best come from me. I just want to say that I'm going to give the best to you every time. I'm going to take it home with my own stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm thinking about all the people, all the young ladies that show me love and really just kind of have Trey Love's back. You know what I'm saying? This song is dedicated to y'all. I'm going to take it home. Man, y'all have a lovely, blessed week. Put God first.
Good. I keep them coming to be with me. It takes a whole lot of work.